temperatures in the southwest dangerously high. For the second time in 100 years, Death Valley, California could break its own world record as the hottest place on Earth. Temperatures might reach the 1913 record of 134 degrees. Ann Thompson, who works at the Shoshone Post Office just south of Death Valley, says it's unbearable.
You know how they say you could fry an egg on the ground? Well, you can do that. Plus, it'll bake it a little bit further. Just imagine putting yourself in an oven, and you're going outside, and you walked into an oven. That's how hot it is.
Wow, and we're learning also that when it gets that hot, it can be tough for airplanes to take off. Fred George is Chief Aircraft Evaluation Editor of Aviation Week and Space Technology and says that most people think it's because the air is thinner, but that's not the real problem.
The principal problem for pilots when taking off in hot weather is what happens if you lose an engine on takeoff. This happens very, very, very infrequently, like once every several million flight hours. But all jetliners must be operated on the assumption that an engine will fail at the worst possible time during the takeoff, and there has to be sufficient power on the remaining engine or engines to complete a safe takeoff. And in hot weather, engines don't perform as well as they do in cold weather. So sometimes you have to offload cargo or passengers or fuel and take off at a lighter weight so the aircraft will have safe one engine inoperative takeoff performance.
Again, that's Fred George of Aviation Week and Space Technology. So in other words, Robin, your plane still might be able to take off, but you might not be on it.
Well, so we want to hear from our listeners. Where are you in the Southwest? How hot is it? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Because just as vacation season hits, you may be sitting in an airport with your plane taking off without you.
Yeah.
Back in a minute, Here and Now.